Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When the people of God were in trouble, when they were outnumbered terribly by an opposing enemy force, and they cried out to God and they put their trust in God, that God told them that enemy king and his troops will not set one foot in this city. They won't even fire one arrow in this deal. Well, now, how in the world could that ever be? And the Bible said that night, an angel, apparently one, went through the enemy troops and slew 185,000 of their troops. Wow. And they, when the rest of them woke up, they're all these dead corpses all over. And they got up and went home. Well, I reckon so. It's time to go home. Should have went home before this. But what did he do that? He did that to protect his people. Do we have angels today? We went and read where the Lord said, talking about a child, said their angel, talking about the child's angel, does always behold the face of my Father. And we asked the question, why would you lose your angel? Because you grew up. A lot of folk need them more now than they did when they were little. And we have every reason to believe that we have angels assigned to us and given charge concerning us to protect us and to keep us, to even grab us in their hands and lift us up, amen, lest we hit our foot against a rock. Amen. Now that doesn't mean you do dumb stuff. Someone says, well, I got angels, so I'm just going to step out here in front of this truck and prove it. Watch him grab me before I get mushed. No, you're probably about to get mushed. Because that's exactly, precisely what the enemy tried to do, right? To tempt Jesus. Remember that? Quoted this scripture to him, said, took him up on the pinnacle of the temple, said, throw yourself off of here. Why? Because it's written. The devil quotes scriptures. He said, it's written. He'll give his angels charge over you. They'll bear you up in your hands lest you dash your foot against a stone. So in other words, prove it. Jump off and show everybody that the Bible is true. Jump off and show everybody that the angels will swoop in and catch you before you hit the ground. And what did Jesus say? Well, just stand back and I'll show you. Huh? Just watch this. I'll prove it to all of y'all. Anytime you hear that kind of language, you know somebody's wrong. Well, I'm going to prove to my family that the word is true. God didn't call you to do that. I'm going to prove to everybody on the job that this is real. I'm going to show them all. No, you're getting off now. I said, you're getting off. God didn't call you. That's like an ant standing in front of a tank, saying, I'm going to protect this tank. God does not need you to defend him. Are you listening? Or prove that he is real and true. He is experiencing no identity crisis. Do you understand that if the Lord so chose, he could prove to every person on the planet that he is real, and that he is God? He could do it in a moment, couldn't he? He could shake this planet. He could manifest himself until there wouldn't be anybody on the planet. I don't care what religion they thought they were. Right? Everybody on the planet would be nose in the floor hollering, the Lord, he is God. Amen. He could do it in a moment. And Mrs., why doesn't he? He doesn't want to. He has chosen not to. One verse says he's a God who hides himself in that regard. Why? Because if he did, there'd be no faith involved in it. And he has ordained that people are selected as his or not his by their willingness to believe on him now in this short life when they can't see him or feel him. It's a by faith proposition. And if they will do that, if a man or woman will believe on him and live for him, even though they don't see him and feel him, then they qualify. I said they qualify to be a part of his eternal kingdom. Amen.
Yeah.
Where are you holding your place? You still at Psalm 91? Huh? Well, we were talking about angels. You remember that? And the reason we got into that, you remember, is because we're saying, are you supposed to prove to other people that God is real? That faith is real? No, God could do it very easily if he so chose. And you don't need to feel like you need to defend him. He doesn't need defending. What you're called to do is believe it yourself. And obey it yourself. And set an example of faith and obedience. And get off of this quest that you're going to straighten everybody out. God doesn't have any Holy Ghost policemen. Now listen seriously. There's a number of people that feel like it's their job to judge everybody's doctrine and point out where they're wrong in every area. Did you hear me? And it's not right. And they're going to prove to everybody this and straighten everybody out. No, no. Believe it yourself. Live it yourself. Have fruit yourself. Year after year. And if you do, even people slow to believe eventually will go, hey, there must be something to this.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
Watching you and seeing you being a witness, a living light. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, he said that he would give his angels charge over us. We talked about this. Let me mention a few of these to you. Don't try to turn to these openings. But let me mention a few examples of this. The Bible said in Genesis 19, you don't even have to turn there. Just listen. In Genesis 19, when Sodom and Gomorrah was about to be destroyed, the Bible said the angels, you know, came and they told Lot to get out of there with his family. And verse 16, while he lingered, the men laid hold on his hand and on the hand of his wife and the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him without the city. It was so close to them being destroyed, these angels grabbed hold of them. Next thing they know, they're outside the city. Angels protected them. You remember that? The Bible said in Isaiah 63:9, the angel of his presence saved them. Talking about the people of God. In his love and his pity, he redeemed them and bore them and carried them all the days of old. Do you remember in the book of Daniel? God, you see the angels of the Lord in deliverance. Do you remember when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace?
Yes.
The king said in Daniel 3:28, he said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him.
Yes.
Oh, did you hear this?
Yes.
See, why did some other people just get burnt to a crisp and these guys get delivered on this day? They trusted in God to protect them. Now, you have to say the whole sentence.
Yes, sir.
Because people, well, I trust in God. No, trusted in God to protect them.
Amen.
Well, I trust in God, but it's just whatever he decides. That don't cut it. That's being faithless. Well, I'm just leaving it up to him. Well, you think you are. But he told you what to do. Didn't he?
Yes.
If you would say, he's my God. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. He's my protector. And I trust him. What? To do what? What you just got through saying?
Right.
To protect me. And you know, they were bold to say it. They said, no, we won't bow down. And our God whom we serve will deliver us. Now, I've heard people try to teach it and say, well, yeah, but they said, but if not, no, we won't. No, if not means if you don't throw us in, we still won't do it. That doesn't work to say, if you throw us in, he'll deliver us, but if he don't. That doesn't work. There's no faith there. You don't know the will of God. Study it out. Look at it closer. They're saying, if you, because he told them, I'm going to throw you in. If you bow down, I won't throw you in. They're saying, no, if you throw us in, our God whom we serve will deliver us. He's able to deliver us, and he will do. Man, that's bold talk. They're telling you they're going to kill you. Because the king had said, who is that God can deliver you out of my hand, out of that terrible fiery furnace? They said, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. Amen. Here it says they trusted in him. It's obvious from what they said. You say you won't throw us in if we'll bow down. Well, if you don't throw us in, we're not going to bow down. That's what made him so mad. He immediately threw them in. But he said he saw a fourth man in there. I thought we threw three in there. Three. One, two, three, four. Three. How many you throw in? Three. No. One, two, three, four. Somebody else is in there. There's somebody else in there. Oh, and tell me what happened to them, how they came out. No burn. The men that threw them in died from the heat. No burns, no singed hair or eyebrows, not even the smell of smoke on their clothes. There must have been that canopy. There must have been, right? There had to be that bubble of protection around them. How else can you explain it? And that angel, the angel of the Lord, was there affecting it. How did he do it? I don't know. Don't have to know. Just believe in it. And expect that if I ever need something like that, it'll be there for me too. How about you? Say it out loud. If I ever need something like that, it'll be there for me. We've already had numerous testimonies of people that had car wrecks or equipment problems and should have been destroyed, but they weren't. Walked away. Something was protecting them. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Fear of the Lord, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204E. That's R-1204E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.